Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, fellow patriots and liberty lovers everywhere. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and TGIF alohas to you. Here we go, getting underway with hour number two of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program as we wrap up the work week on Friday with the free-for-all, the all-skate, as we like to refer to it, meaning whether I have raised an issue that is of importance to you during the preceding 4 days of this week. Whether I've done that or not, it's fair game today. You can talk about whatever is on your mind just by giving me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And, of course, my email address remains bob@1063word.com. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Gary was with us right before the conclusion of hour number one, and his phone went dead. And then he called back and was ready to be the leadoff batter, and then his phone dropped out again. So I don't know if he was only able to get a minimal charge back in it, but when he does, we'll get him back in here. And you also are invited to be in the queue. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, I don't think the coup is silent anymore. The reason being, you can always tell what the left is up to because they say that's what the Trump supporters are doing. Right now, the left is shouting that all us gun owners are planning a civil war if Trump loses, which translates to exactly what they are planning. Bobby, did you happen to just hear that Jamie Harrison ad? He said Lindsey was blaming the victim in the Blake case. Harrison would be a disaster for South Carolina if he gets elected. I don't like Lindsey, but I'm voting for him. He's definitely the much lesser of two evils. Oh, and Gary has gotten his phone sufficiently charged up now that he's ready to join us. Hi, Gary. Sorry you're having the phone problems today, but welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby, I had to change phones because, you know, batteries just don't last.
I've heard that.
I think Donald Trump on the Second Amendment thing was right. My question to you is, any possibilities of getting our state representatives on line with you next week to find out why they didn't stand up and demand a voice count for the constitutional carry yesterday and the day before in the legislature?
Yeah, but if I were to do that, Gary, I'm just going to get the same old bull.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's just like, you know, I need permission from them to exercise my Second Amendment constitutional right of the United States of America.
And of course you don't.
No, I know I don't. It just makes me upset that they're in there and they can pass all these other things that they did, which was some serious BS yesterday,
right,
and not even bring that to a vote.
Yeah, they keep it locked up in committee, keep it blocked. The anti-gun lobby that is down in Columbia is pretty strong, and they contribute to these guys' campaigns, and sadly, in many of these instances, not all, but in many of these instances, these guys are running for re-election. Boy, you never saw somebody that was a stronger advocate for gun rights than they are, And then they get down in Colombia, and suddenly they can't find the time. There was an attempt in the last couple of days, in the closing days of the legislative session, to attach open carry as an amendment to another bill that was going to get a vote. And Jay Lucas, who's the speaker down there, said, oh, no, that's out of order. That particular bill cannot have amendments attached to it. So, you know, and we see this all the time. And then, you know, they gavel shut the session, and the lobbyists and the legislators all go across the street to the hotel bar and have a big time.
Yeah. So is Jay Lucas a Democrat?
He might as well be. He is not, but he's a, yeah.
Just another rhino, huh?
Correct. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Now they did do one good thing at the end of this session, and that was not allow the Democrats to put in the legislation that these mail-in ballots did not have to have a signature from a witness on them. They passed that in the legislation
I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, I think that was a great idea because you need to validate what people are doing.
Absolutely. And look, if they want to claim COVID-19, have somebody come and stand outside your window while you're signing your mail-in ballot and then shove it underneath the door and they can witness it. All right? It's not that tough.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess we just look for the next election and we get rid of Dwight Loftus and Mr. Morgan because he's running for re-election now, isn't he?
Believe that's correct. We'll see. I am sadly continually disappointed that these guys that play the same game in Colombia and then sing a different tune at home keep getting reelected.
Yeah.
Especially those who voted for the gas tax.
Yeah, and they know something different. Somebody comes to their house and busts in their house.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do? Call a social worker? Right.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. All right, thank you, Bobby Mac. Have a good day.
My pleasure. Thank you, Gary. Good to have you here. Let's go to Greenville next and bring in Roger here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Roger, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Thank you. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even watch TV or nothing without Jamie Harris popping up and just the ad after ad after ad of different kinds. Somebody's rotting the devil out of those things. Do you have any earthly idea, or does anybody who in the world is funding all that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, among others, the Democrat Senate Committee, that's a fundraising arm. They have several different PACs, political action committees, that have taken tons of money from Soros and his Open Sources Foundation, from many of these left-wing, heavily funded foundations that would love to be able to see South Carolina turn a Senate seat blue. It's not going to happen, but they certainly are trying to money bomb Lindsey Graham out of existence.
I hope not, because, I'm not extremely fun like the rest of us with Lindsey anymore, but
he's
a hell of a lot better than the other one.
Hey, I'm right there with you, Roger. Lindsey and I disagree on many of the things that he has done. And yet, he's got a golden ticket here with this Supreme Court nomination because as the head of the Judiciary Committee, he can run roughshod if he wants to over all these Democrats who are going to try and attack whoever the nominee may be on whatever imagined sins they may have in their past. And that could go a long way towards helping his reelection. We'll see. I think he had enough after what happened with Kavanaugh.
Yeah, well, most of us are used to how they treat somebody that's trying to go to the Supreme Court. Kavanaugh that was the most awful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Terrible.
But I hope you're right. I hope you're right that they can't that Jimmy Harris can't get in here because, Lord have mercy, because we don't need to lose lose a Senate seat at all.
Don't you get tired, Roger, of hearing in those Jamie Harrison ads how he's a Democrat and supports everything in the Democrat agenda?
I get tired of hearing these had to worry about two children and health care and all that.
Sure,
kind of
he
stuff.
Did. Right.
And you know, and made, I'm sure he has been made fairly wealthy by what he's done.
Oh, the guy's a multimillionaire. The last time I saw his net worth, it was something like $3.5 million. Yeah. So yeah, he's in touch with a little guy, all right.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call and you've given me some good information, but I hope you're right that he won't make it.
I hope I'm right too. Thank you, Roger. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for the call, sir. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a short break here. Step aside for a moment and then right back with more. And I'll get to this business with the quote from, or not quote, but the reference to the philosopher cynic Diogenes. It has to do with the Mueller investigation that President Trump was talking about in Atlanta just a few minutes ago. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mac Show, 22 after 4 o'clock. I mentioned the Greek philosopher, cynic, Diogenes by name. He famously was searching for one honest man, and the search went on interminably. Diogenes might be pleased with the FBI agent William J. Barnett. He served on Mueller's team and said he believed the special counsel's prosecution of former White House National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn was part of an attitude to, quote, get Trump, end quote, and that he did not wish to pursue a Trump-Russia collusion investigation as there was nothing there and he considered it to be a dead end, his words. FBI agent William J. Barnett made the comments during an interview September 17 at the DOJ before Assistant U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri, Jeffrey Jensen. He is one of those working under the direction of A.G. Bill Barr to review the case against General Flynn. Jensen has joined U.S. Attorney John Durham's team in his review of the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. Those comments have surfaced in new government documents. Fox News reviewed Barnett's FBI 302, the form that was filed by the U.S. government early Friday as part of the case. Barnett, during his interview, detailed his work at the FBI and his assignment to the Bureau's original cases against Flynn and former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Barnett said the Flynn investigation was assigned the code name Crossfire Razor, which was part of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, the Bureau's code name for the original Trump-Russia probe. Barnett began by asking agents what they thought the end game was in the Flynn investigation and suggested that they interview Flynn, quote, and the case be closed unless derogatory information was obtained. But, he said, he was cautioned against an interview of Flynn due to concerns that it would alert Flynn as to the investigation. Barnett, though, told investigators he believed that Flynn's position as White House National Security Advisor in the incoming Trump administration offered an opportunity for the FBI to conduct the interview without alerting any suspicion, and Flynn would see such an interview as being standard procedure. You've heard a lot of talk during the revelations about this FBI-DOJ investigation about it being a process crime, meaning that the FBI, directed by Peter Strzok, by the way, that the FBI essentially set up General Flynn, leading him to believe that he was just doing a routine courtesy interview with the FBI about his conversation with the Russian ambassador, when in point of fact, the FBI was looking to entrap General Flynn in the so-called process crime, that is, of lying to FBI agents. So now we have even one of the guys involved in the investigation saying that the whole idea behind the investigation into General Flynn was to get President Trump. 25 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. It is the Friday free-for-all. Let's get back to the phones and bring in Ray, who is in Clinton. Hello, Ray, and welcome to the show. Ray, you there? Apparently not, so let's go ahead and head to Greer and bring in Tom. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thank you, Bobby. Hope you're having a good evening.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. I got a question for you. About 2 years ago, I think it appeared that Trump and Matt Drudge kind of had a falling out. I know that Trump publicly criticized him. And it appears to me that a lot of the news now, Trump is, Drudge is filtering and seems to have had a leftward tilt where he's not covering some of the news that's more hostile to Democrats, and is emphasizing a lot of the stuff, if you will, that's definitely opposed to Trump. Has there been any talk as to what's been going on with him and why he's drifted left like that? Because to me, it seems pretty pronounced.
Yeah, and you are far from the only one to notice it, Tom. I've spoken about it on the show. I don't really know what the rationale behind the rift between Matt Drudge's previous support for President Trump and sudden 180-degree turn to port to promoting Democrats and their ideas and making sure that what's front and center on the Drudge Report now is anything that is even marginally critical of President Trump. I don't know if it's personal, if there's money involved, if somebody came to Drudge and said, hey, look, we know you're doing very well, but you could be doing even better, you know, with some of the left's money. And there are plenty of billionaires out there that would be willing to throw Matt Drudge millions of dollars for him to change his ideological approach. I can tell you this, the Drudge Report has been hurt by this shift to the left, and the biggest similar kind of website, that is an aggregate website that pulls together all kinds of other stories. Yeah. The biggest beneficiary of that has been the website called What Finger, as one word. That is, it's a reference to thumbs up or thumbs down as to what finger you give a story. They have recently changed the way in which the number of hits on their website is recorded, and now they are number two to Drudge and gaining rapidly. So this could come back to bite the Drudge Report, because of course they make money out of how many eyeballs visit their website. But if it is leftist money that has influenced Drudge to turn to the left, he may not care anymore.
Yeah, because, like, for instance, he's completely buried all of this Hunter Biden stuff. I mean, you don't even see it there, which is basically, I mean, the CNN and all the mainstream media is just completely ignoring that as well.
Exactly.
And he and you know, And I saw a news clip where some senators today said, you know, please, FBI, we investigate this. It's been, you know, the guy took a $3 million check from Ukraine.
Yeah, $3.5 million check from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. What kind of skill set could Hunter Biden possibly have that's worth that kind of money?
And I also saw where the Senate confirmed he was flying on Air Force Two when this deal was executed, which is at face value a felony.
Yeah.
And yet they won't even open an investigation with him, and yet you see none of the mainstream media discussing this. And also, I just looked at the Drudge Report again today, and it's like there's just nothing there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if any other media types have commented on Drudge's turn left or not, or if it's well established or not. But to me, it's been pretty obvious.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty much well established that the Drudge has taken a hard turn to the left, and as a result, is losing viewers to his page. And I guess it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah,
he's a strange guy, anyway. He's very secretive. Even the people that work with him rarely see him. So I don't know. I wish I knew what was going on there. But usually the advice that was given by Deep Throat to Woodward and Bernstein during the Watergate days still holds true, and that is follow the money.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah.
Appreciate
the
call.
You.
Thank you, Tom. Hope you have a great weekend.
Sure.
Thanks for sharing part of your Friday afternoon with us. 4:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to update the news, and I'm right back on the other side here on the Friday Free-for-All on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Disco lives. Actually, I don't think disco is even on life support anymore. 22 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line. Bobby, I'm concerned about Trump's safety. They want this guy gone. Praying for him and his family. Texter queries, hey, Bobby, is Matt Drudge missing a kid? Yeah, they holding him prisoner somewhere. Hey, Bobby, you see the Dems are now proposing 18-year term limits for SCOTUS, and allow every president to add two new judges every 4 years. Yeah, until they get the outcome they want. Here's a way to get the outcome they want. Win an election. To the phones we go. I think Ray has called back. We disconnected earlier, but I think he's back now. Hi, Ray. You with us?
How you doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I want to just touch on golf a little bit with the U.S. Open last weekend.
Right.
Bryson plays with all his irons the same length.
Correct.
And I investigated that about 20 years ago, and I made my irons all the same length. Because what it changes is that your lie angle on all your clubs, your irons at least, are the same angle to the ground.
That's right. And it also eliminates you're having to make an adjustment for the longer length of the so-called long irons. 2, 3, 4 iron are obviously substantially longer than, say, a 9 iron or a wedge.
Yeah. So what I did was I called up the USGA and talked about lie angles, and they said there's no angle that is required on any club for a lie angle. So what I also did was I changed my drivers. I had two of them, mm-hmm. and I changed them to 48 degrees, just like my three would. And I was sitting.
Wait, no, it couldn't have been it couldn't have been 48 degrees. That's more the angle of the face on a 9 iron or a wedge.
I know, but the thing is the three woods come out about 48 degrees.
No.
So they would be the same angle.
No. A 3 wood could be 48 inches in length. You're talking about the length of the shaft?
Degrees. The legal length of any wood is 47 inches. But the
I think you're mistaken.
Cuz I hit my 3 wood real good.
Yeah, I think you're mistaken about the number of degrees of loft. You're talking about how much loft you have on a 3 wood?
Nope. I'm talking about it's a 13-degree 3 wood.
Oh, okay.
And the lie angle is the angle that your shaft makes to the ground when the sole plate is on the ground.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, now I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what I did was I went to the Greater Hartford Open in Connecticut, and I was talking to some of the people, you know, on the sidelines waiting to tee off. I was talking to Chris DeMarco and his caddy.
Yeah.
He had 3 different lengths of irons.
Mm-hmm.
He had only 3 different lengths. So what I did was I got back to South Carolina, had all my irons changed to my best iron, which was my 5 iron.
Yeah.
I figured out was doing was when I stand above the ball at a stretch,
get a word in here in a minute.
My angle of my back is the same.
Right.
So you're not getting a change in the angle of your back, so you hit them much more. And my friends were even telling me how much better I hit my irons. And I was getting better putting too because I was more accurate.
Yeah, you know where?
Ben Hogan's wife says, "Do you want to get, you know, shorter putts, get closer to the pin?"
Yeah, that's right. You know where Bryson DeChambeau got the idea for having all his irons
Bobby
the same
Jones,
length?
I do believe.
Yeah, that's right. He was visiting Augusta National, and they had a display of Bobby Jones clubs, and he noticed that all his irons were the same width. Okay, well, Ray, thanks. Got to run. Thank you. Appreciate it. End of soliloquy. End of golf lesson for the day. 17 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to Jimmy. Governor Jimmy is next up. He is the governor of Easley. Ray and Jimmy back-to-back. What a treat. Hello, Jimmy, and welcome to the show.
I understood every word he said.
Good.
Hey, we communicated fine. I agree with everything you said.
There you go. Yeah.
You want to go
There is no more fascinating topic in an afternoon drive radio show on a Friday than the lie angle of your three wood.
Well, I just wondered if you want to go back through that again.
No, I think once was enough. Maybe too much.
All right. The beginning of what I'm going to say is not going to be racist, but I always ask this question. If I went and got a permit, a bunch of us white people went downtown, could we protest?
Does the Constitution guarantee the freedom of assembly to all Americans?
Well, and the other thing is, if...
That was a rhetorical question, right?
The other question was, is if I get caught in one of these protesters, can I run over?
Sadly, that is happening more and more, and it's not something you would want to do, but if you feel your life is being threatened, if people are banging on your windows, and you feel as if they're about to try and haul you out of your vehicle, is it self-defense if you inadvertently run somebody down in the process? I think you could make that case. As long as people are going to be stupid enough to stand in front of a couple thousand pounds of steel to demonstrate, I think you win the dummy prize.
Well, I mean, now, you know, I've almost went through that. I had water bottles thrown at me after on 291.
Yeah.
And I hadn't done anything. And the guy in front of me went in there, and they were slapping the windows on his car trying to, and you know, that could have been me because he just turned before I did.
Yeah. Yeah. It's these acts of domestic terrorism, and that's exactly what they are. Look, we're all guaranteed the right to peaceful assembly. You want to come out and demonstrate against whatever it is you don't like, God love you, go for it. But when it devolves into physical attacks on somebody's vehicle, and then you would think the next thing is their person, then it's something else again. Yeah, you got one more question. Quickly, Jimmy.
One more question. Can we go down there at Wilson's house and protest at his house like he's doing everybody else?
Sure. There's no law against it.
Hey, you guys get it together, I'll go with you.
Thank you, Governor Jimmy. Good to have you here. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, and I need one. And I'll be right back. Speaking of golf, Huey Lewis must have put together a few coins playing music all across the world because he happens to live on the Pebble Beach golf links, which is pretty pricey real estate. 8 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on my text line. Excuse me. Bobby Mac, I was in Costco yesterday looking for the Palmetto pimento cheese, and I asked the person stocking the counter, where did they move the product? It's always in the same place in the store. And I was told Costco pulled all the products because of what the owner said about BLM. So I Googled it and saw the USA Today story. This is a great example of what happens if you speak out against the Liberal Party and their BLM agenda. You'll either be sent to Siberia or your products will disappear from the shelves, never to be seen again. I support the owner's right to free speech. Me too. Bobby, we've been missing Brother Fred and Eugene from Pauline. You think they're all right? From Carl in the Low Country. I hope so. They're certainly welcome to join us anytime they want to. I think we have heard from Eugene recently, but I haven't heard from Brother Fred in a while. Hope he is okay. Texter says, come on, Governor Jimmy, you were a Marine. Threat on threat means eliminate the enemy. Bobby Ray put me to sleep. Can we bottle that nonsense as a sleep aid? Anyhow, can a mandate be a law, that is, to wear masks? The description of a law is not a mandate. A mandate is what dictators do. Will judges eventually throw out all the fines and crimes these folks have been charged with? And of course, they won't if they're Obama judges. Seeing Moscow, Idaho cops who should have just said no to their commie mayor and the cop tasing and beating up a 110-pound woman makes me sick. Can you imagine if that had been a white cop and a black woman who was tased and arrested? My goodness, the bleeding hearts on CNN would have made Ray put down his 45-degree putter and put in his earplugs. Chris from Fountain Inn. Bobby, is there some condition I haven't heard of which prevents a person from hearing anything else while they're talking? Who are these people? I mean, seriously. What the? Drudge who? Who really cares? We know the truth, and we got you. We got you and Rush. Just saying. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, I thought Ray the golf guy was entertaining. Made me think. There you go. Every dark cloud has a silver lining. Bobby, I think the best skewed tangent talk on Friday had to be the evaporative water on Earth discussion about a year ago. Remember that one? No, fortunately, I've managed to expunge that one from my brain pan. Bobby, the conversation with Ray took on a life of its own. Bobby, I think I saw Ray playing in the Masters. Bobby, ask Ray what his handicap is. Bobby, apparently Ray is a one-way conversation. And finally, this text, well, not finally. Bobby, I think I'm going to use my 9-iron on Ray's head. Didn't that happen to a well-known professional golfer? Bobby, every time that Ray guy calls in and starts talking golf, I take the radio to the back porch and take aim with a 45. Got to have sufficient caliber. I agree with you there. Another texter says, and cut. Bobby, he was talking about the lie angle of the shaft, and you were talking about the loft of the face of the club. Yeah, I finally understood that. Wow. Oh, boy. Nancy Pelosi is now doubling down that Biden shouldn't debate Trump. Are they setting us up here again? You know, for Biden to suddenly come down with a case of novel COVID-19, the Wuhan flu. I said, I just think that the president has no fidelity to fact or truth, and actually in his comments the last few days, no fidelity to the Constitution of the United States. Nancy, you wouldn't recognize the Constitution if it bit you in your Botox-assisted derriere. Stand by. We're going to kick off the weekend on the other side here on the Bobby Mack Show. It is Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.